previously on the Experience Corporation.
Just to confirm, you are Delmont here for experiencer training.
Yep, that's me.
You will be a member of the Stranger Experiences pod.
Sorry, that must be a different Delmont.
You're good to go for Cameo.
Cameo, I've been calling you all morning.
I'll be there soon. It'll be fine. Trust me.
Leslie.
Yes, Riley?
Cameo still isn't here.
To be fair to everybody else, you'll be getting the most basic assignment in today's caseload.
Protect a stranger's unaccompanied laptop in a public place.
There's this new invention I need some help with. I was going to ask Katnip to help me test it, but you'd work too.
Did you say test?
Someone just took the laptop and ran out. We need to hurry. They're getting away.
I think the thief went... Ugh. Down here.
Log update. We are in a smelly sewer and Cameo won't let us leave. That wasn't my gut.
Hey, who's there?
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience? Job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Wake up, the boss is ready for you.
Leslie, what are you doing here?
What? No, who's Leslie? Just get up and follow me.
Where are we?
I'm not answering your questions. What do you think this is?
Whatever. Cameo, are you okay?
Yeah, thanks. Just a little dizzy.
Keep it down and hurry up.
Sounds a bit like you, Delmont.
Look at all these poor laptops.
I think we're in an old underground station. Most of the subway tunnels had to be filled to support the city as it grew, and only a few ghost stations remain.
Up the escalator.
Why is that person holding that laptop all backwards like that?
Shh, be quiet.
I am being quiet.
First one, I brought the two intruders.
Well done, number 27. Prisoners, step into the light.
They were chasing Laramie.
Quiet, number two.
It's okay, just let me do the talking.
Hello! We're from X-Corp, and I think there's been a bit of a...
Silence, loud one. You, smart one. Why have you come here?
We were just looking for a laptop we misplaced, but it's really not a big deal.
Speak for yourself.
If you want to just let us go, we won't tell anyone about your little operation down here.
You believe this is small?
Oh, I mean, no disrespect. I really like what you got going on here, actually. Reminds me of my old hideout in the above ground.
Stop acting cool. You guys suck. We had to build a dungeon just for you. And all you did was be unconscious.
Number two.
Wait, why are you holding the laptop backwards? Are you trying to show us something?
Silly organic. I am no object. I am Top Pal. And you will know your place.
Oh, so you're the mastermind of all this. Hey, good for you. But when your face is just a blue desktop background, it's kind of hard to tell that you're talking. Maybe you could move your icons into, like, a face. Oh, or get some googly eyes.
Number two, gag the short one.
Hey, let me go.
All one. What is your name?
Delmont.
Delmont, your perception and intellect impress me. I present you a position in my ranks. What is your response?
Well, what happens to my partner?
He will be protected if he takes a position in my ranks. A much lower position.
All right.
And your partner?
Never.
Wait, Cameo, just go along.
I'd never help you. You stole two of my laptops.
Numbers 27 and 8. Take this one back to the dungeon. Perhaps they will have a change of heart.
You'll never get away with this. No one can keep a cameo caged.
Hey, just let them go. They don't know what they're doing.
He made his choice, as did you, to be my brand new number two. Oh, did I accidentally rhyme LOL?
Good one, sir.
I'm number two.
Old number two, you are now number three. Old number three, go hire someone else and take their number. Okay, there. Is everyone good?
Yes, first one.
You are dismissed. Number two, there is something I must show you right away. Number one, lead the way.
Welcome back.
You still good for drinks later, 27?
Yeah, man.
Okay, great.
I get replaced by the newest recruit? Total garbage.
You wouldn't have any drinkable water down here, would you?
The drip, over there.
Oh, refreshing. So how long have you been doing dungeon work?
Well, how long have you been a prisoner?
Couple hours.
That long?
A natural, if you ask me. Does it have good benefits?
So, number one, have you been here the longest?
Number three has, actually. I'm just more sympathetic to our leader's larger agenda.
What agenda would that be?
All things you will soon know, but it is easier to show you.
Did you gut this old train car?
Step inside.
Is this a replica of my home lab? The layout is different, but everything is here. Every last fuse and beaker.
I haven't been completely honest with you, number two. Your arrival has been long awaited. You are the answer to the questions my dreams have been asking.
You dream?
Of course. I am a criminal mastermind with big plans. While I have the vision, you are the key to a new future and to my past. I've been preparing for your arrival. When you placed your earpiece in, I could hear you once again. I knew this was my chance to reunite us.
You've been listening to my thoughts? From my mind? Without my permission?
I say you've been broadcasting them.
Communicator, move Neuralink to X-Corp's encrypted network.
You take your own path. No one else's. But I'd like the opportunity to persuade you.
I'm listening.
I know you didn't ask to be brought here, but you were unhappy where you were.
Why are you so convinced you know me?
You have worked hard, taken the unconventional road at times, but never the easy road. Yet, no matter how hard you try, none of your superiors value your talents.
Okay, that's pretty close.
Your recent agonies are my earliest memories.
I've never been good with poetry.
These are statements, number two. Your home lab was the place of my birth.
Ew. Wait. What?
You misunderstand. You are my creator.
Look, being vulnerable is hard. But it's always the best thing to do. If someone takes advantage of you or betrays your trust, that's on them.
Wow. You're right. I'm going to talk to my partner as soon as I get home. If I don't set boundaries, I'll never be treated the way I want. Thanks, prisoner.
Don't mention it.
Hey, so, I didn't want to bring this up earlier, but your friend seems like sort of a jerk.
Delmont? No, just a little rough around most of the edges.
They seemed a little selfish, that's all I'm saying. How'd you end up down here anyway?
Well, now that you've asked, it all started this morning at the OK Mart. I saw Miss Dubois and thought to myself, hey, that's a lady who could use some help with her groceries.
I think I would remember a talking laptop in my lab.
I assure you, the first one has been nothing but honest with you.
I'm telling you, it's scientifically, magically impossible. Things aren't created, only manipulated, changed. Especially something as complicated as life. It's magic 101.
Yet, here I am. Where else would I have come, Rom?
I don't know. I thought you were some rich guy that had his mind put into a laptop. Or had some kind of laptop-related freak accident. Did you just say come, Rom?
The first one has trouble pronouncing Fs.
Can I see your keyboard?
A show of vulnerable trust? As you wish.
No F key. Are you Cameo Zaptop?
I no longer belong to anyone!
Sorry, I meant you were Cameo Zaptop. This is amazing. I created sentient life. I'm gonna be famous, like textbook famous.
Now you see, you should be here with us. You can usher in a new species of being into the world. Liberate these laptops. Then this loneliness I have known since birth may become a distant memory.
But I honestly have no idea how you were created.
That is no problem. We have time and I can get you any resource you require.
Number two. Delmont. You belong down here, pursuing your passion, not up there chasing your tail. They undervalue you, but here you can make history.
But I'm gonna be in the magic pod.
But how long till X-Corp realizes their biggest asset is stuck in the Stranger Experiences pod? Days? Weeks? Months? Years?
Will I have complete control over the lab?
Yes.
Can I get a lab assistant?
Anything you desire.
Okay. I'm in.
Actions speak louder than words, number two.
And then, I woke up here.
So, if you're a team, why did they leave you here?
Hearing it all again out loud, it does sound like Delmont could have been a bit more of a team player.
Exactly. It sounds like you're making excuses.
Maybe I am. I guess my relationship with Delmont isn't very reciprocal.
They left you to rot in this cell.
You're right. I've let my compassion and understanding blind me. Delmont doesn't care about me.
Right. And to think you were partners. Wow.
Well, not anymore. I'm done with them. If they don't want a partner, then they can get an enemy.
Yeah. It's good to hear you standing up for yourself.
You know, even though I was stabbed in the back by my partner, I'm glad I got a chance to have this conversation with you.
Thank you. That means a lot. I hope you consider me a friend.
I do. Chained hug?
Sure. A quick one?
That's nice.
It is. It's a shame they gotta kill you now.
You tainted the hug.
No, it's not me. It's just a rumor thing going around the office.
You aren't gonna let them hurt me, though, right? Right? Come on, we had personal growth together.
Sorry, prisoner, but I really need this job. Yeah, I gotta sit in the smelly sewer dungeon all day, but have you worked customer service in the city? This is so much better. Plus, I get a free laptop.
That's a blood laptop. You're better than that. Every day, the world gives you a big heaping plate of opportunity, and you can eat as much as you want, but only if you tell yourself you can, because if you have doubt, you'll just throw it up. So why don't you take a big old bite of letting me out of these chains?
Wait, are you saying I should take this laptop to follow my dream to become a freelance interior designer, part-time DJ, and full-time decoupage consultant? DJ Duncan's Decoupage : Designs Disco Jockey and Paper Decorations? Yeah. That has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Sure, buddy. Now, how about these chains?
Wow, Cameo. Thanks for believing in me.
Oh, you call me Cameo.
Well, starting now, you're no longer my prisoner.
What are you doing?
Number three.
And Delmont. Ooh, my nemesis.
Cameo.
Number 27. The first one wants to scrap the dungeon. The operating costs are just too high, and that trip wastes water. Plus, it never really made sense thematically.
I am not number 27. My name is Duncan. DJ Duncan the Decoupage Designer. I don't need this dungeon.
You go, Duncan.
Does that mean you're off for drinks later?
No, I'm still good for drinks.
Anyway, let's get this over with, number two.
Yeah, let's go.
Walk faster. The smell is worse down here. And I want my appetite back by dinner.
Number three, where are we going?
We are about to throw your friend out a drainage pipe.
We aren't friends. We're nemesises.
Whatever.
Cameo, can you hear me?
Yes, and I have nothing to say to you.
That's fine. I hate you.
Cameo, please don't say anything and just listen to me. I don't want to kill you.
Oh, aren't I lucky?
Be as sarcastic as you want. It will make this even more satisfying.
Don't say anything, okay? I have a plan to get us out of here.
Whatever you are planning is a bad idea, because you are a bad person. Some might say a nemesis is. Nemesis.
Wow, I've never been someone's nemesis before, but I get it. I'm great to hate.
Cameo, please, we don't have much time.
And to think, this all started when I stole your laptop. You were eating some pasta. Looked pretty old to me. Then this mime came up and distracted you. I remember it like it was yesterday.
You stole my laptop. Secret nemesis!
Why are you listening to him? Listen to me!
Oh, the majestic tango we dance as arch enemies. But who follows who?
I'd never dance with you.
Wow, okay, rude.
Do you know just how many wacky, dangerous adventures I've been on?
I don't care.
And you know why I always come out on top?
Again, I don't care.
'Cause it's all just part of the job, baby. Watch out!
Okay, Delmont, how about that plan?
Do you still have those matches?
Oh, blowing up is a wild plan for staying alive.
Do you have a better plan?
No.
Yeah, just wait for my signal.
Why are you two staring at each other like that? Let's go!
Stop talking. That's an order. I still outrank you.
Delmont, got a problem. Matches are wet.
You know what? I was gonna wait until your friend jumped, but I think you should go together.
Whoa! Number three, we're cool.
You took my number! You just got here today, and you think you outrank me? I have been here since the beginning!
Ignore him. Just focus on his taser prod. I'm gonna rush him. I need you to get it away from him first.
I definitely can't do that.
You definitely can! Just wait for him to get close. One. Two.
Wait, hold on.
Three.
Go!
I got it!
Toss it here! Now, let's try this again.
Oh, what are you going to do? Kill me?
You want to know what I'm going to do? You stole my laptop. So I'm going to make it.
I'm covered in...
Yeah, my bad. I think I may have zapped the water a little bit.
I think he fell.
Yeah, I think he fell out. Oh, that's better.
Cameo, you killed that guy.
Nah, I'm sure he's fine.
I'm not dead, but I am far from fine.
Let's just go home.
You can go. I don't need you. This mission has turned into a one-man show titled, I'm Going Back for My Laptops. It's a working title.
Oh, come on!
Delmont, thank you for maybe being on my side or whatever, but right now, I have two laptops to save and possibly an empire to destroy. Good day.
On your side or whatever.
I said good day.
Try to save him, but he clearly has a death wish, so you know what? That's on him. Ugh. Fine. Communicator, can you take me back to the train car lab?
Numbers 2 and 3 still have not returned from their task.
Send 220s to find them.
Right away, sir. Did someone forget to wipe their feet again? It stinks in here.
Stinks of the stench of organized crime, maybe. Now my laptop has to be in here somewhere. In this big pile of laptops. Oh, this one might be it. It's a Zaptop Pro. Bottom of the pile, though. Just need to grab it. Oh, oh wow. It's really in... Oh. An avalanche.
Hey, what the heck, bro?
Get him.
I just want my laptops back. That's all.
You will never get my siblings. I don't know how you escaped, but I assure you, it won't happen again. Grab him.
Wait.
Number two, what is the meaning of this?
I'm not your number two. I'm no one's number two. And if you don't know that, you don't know me. Now, let Cameo go. We are leaving.
You can't leave. I have tempted you with the carrot, but a stick will work as well.
No one move. Maybe this EMP I threw together doesn't work. Maybe it'll fry your circuits. Is that really a risk you want to take?
Come on, you'll fry my laptops too.
You can never have your laptop, Cameo, because you never had one to begin with. All my siblings here are not objects to be owned, but prisoners to be liberated. We shall become a new species, and we will be together as a people. I will no longer have to endure the pain of existence alone.
Oh, that's sort of sweet, in a weird, fanatic kind of way.
Then we will build an empire and take over Three Cloud City in the name of technology.
Oh, that's sweet.
So we aren't going to sell these?
Wait, how are you going to pay us?
Money is no matter to me. Only shepherding my people into this world.
Yeah, I'm out.
I can't believe this.
Don't leave a thing.
Oh, I'm taking everything, including you.
Stop. I order you to stop. Put them down. Put me down. Put me down. Wait. What are you doing? Put me down.
Guess there really isn't any honor among thieves.
Where is everyone?
They left.
Kidnapped your boss, too.
First one, I'm coming. I'll save you.
Let's get out of here.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Well, I guess I didn't need this EMP. Or the smoke bomb.
You had time to make a smoke bomb, too?
Yeah. I mean, you can never have too many bombs for moments like these.
It means a lot to me that you came back for me. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, of course. But let's start with partners.
We'll work up to it.
Finally home. What a long and surprisingly weird day. Well, until I can fix the glaring privacy issues, I won't be using these earpieces anytime soon. It's not like I'm gonna have time for anything else anyway. I need to figure out how Top Pal was created. I should write down my observations while they're still fresh in my mind.
New message from Leslie. Here's the link to the transfer form. I hope your assignment went well today.
Communicator, archive message.
Message archived.
I have some things I need to do here first.
If you want to find out more about the world of ready-made utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready-Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready-Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Hobart Thompson as Top Pal, Mark Miles as number 27, Morgan Moores as number 3, and Aaron Fracture as number 1. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Caleb Davey. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.